Subliminal. Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel. And guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, in the Gregorian calendar, and the 13th of Cheshvan, 5782, in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. The sound of rocket sirens came across southern Israel today in what the Israel Defense Forces say is a false alarm caused by human error. The sirens rang out in Ashkelon and Sderot, as well as smaller communities in the area. These cities have repeatedly been targets of rocket fire from the Gaza Strip in the past, but have stopped since Israel began indirect ceasefire negotiations with Hamas. IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi left the memorial service for former Prime Minister Rabin after receiving a note about this. Yesterday, we covered that it was the 26th commemoration of the murder of Prime Minister Rabin. Israel exchanged fire with terror groups in Gaza in an 11-day conflict back in May, which left 13 Israelis and 250 Gazans dead. Hamas sent more than 4,300 rockets into Israel during this time. So as you could imagine, for those border communities, the sound of rocket sirens was likely traumatizing this morning. Israel is allowing Russian tourists vaccinated with the Sputnik V vaccine into the country for the next 2 months. Currently, the Sputnik V vaccine is not recognized by Israel, the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, or the FDA in the United States. But Russians with sufficient antibodies tested through a blood test will be allowed entry into Israel. It's called a serology test, and I took one when I got here in Israel as well. They test your blood to make sure you've got enough antibodies against COVID-19. Israeli officials say the move comes as a result of pressure from their Russian counterparts, but is only limited to a 2-month window. Once Russia obtains WHO recognition for the vaccine, Israel would also fully recognize the Sputnik V vaccine. The decision to allow Russian tourists into the country comes as Prime Minister Naftali Bennett prepares for his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. That's happening in Moscow. A senior Israeli diplomat has confirmed that Israel is in talks to establish diplomatic ties with the island nation of Comoros. Comoros is a small island off the East African coast with a population of less than 1 million, and it's the only Arab country that is entirely in the southern hemisphere. That's cool. The U.S. brought together Israel and Comoros for talks, which Israel sees as a continuation of the Abraham Accords, in which four Arab states normalized relations with Israel. That was the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, the Kingdom of Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. Israel's Minister of Regional Cooperation, Isawi Frej, says that Qatar, Tunisia, Oman, and Malaysia may soon join the Abraham Accords as well. A 28-year-old man named Yogev Cohen died this morning near Afula in northern Israel after falling from a hot air balloon. He fell onto a moving car below him and died on the scene. The people inside the car were not harmed. The man had apparently been outside of the hot air balloon. The police stated that he was a member of the hot air balloon crew and that he was hanging onto a cable outside of the aircraft when it took off. We are not sure why. His colleagues noticed, but they were not able to stop the balloon from rising. It was going too fast. They tried to bring him into the basket of the hot air balloon or even catch him from below, but Cohen slipped and fell, sending much needed warmth and energy to his family and friends at this time. If you are getting caught up on your Israel Daily News, we would like you to consider sending a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News/support. The financial support we get from subscribers helps us maintain our show and helps us continue to grow and try to reach new audiences. Subscribers will get a handwritten thank you note and a little poem that I come up with myself to let you know how thrilled we are to have your support. Thank you for your interest in being up to date on Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. We have one central link in the show notes, which you can click on. So if you're in Spotify or Apple, click the three dots. You'll probably see three dots. There's some show notes there. There's a link there. You can click on it and it'll take you to the page where you can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. So check that out at israeldaily.news. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Number two, you can share the show with a friend. And number three, you can follow us on social media at israeldaily.news as well as Shanna Fold. My name has two N's it, and I'm very sensitive about that. If you received my weekly newsletter just a couple days ago, you'll know that I wrote in there that Saturday night I dreamt that I was in Tel Aviv standing on an outdoor stairway that was attached to a building. Okay, so imagine the stairway outside of a building, almost like a fire escape maybe, that I was standing there when I saw a tsunami coming toward me from the Mediterranean Sea, like a big wave coming toward me. Okay, so I wrote about that in my newsletter because that alarmed me. Well, today there was an earthquake out under the Mediterranean Sea and it hit our region. Israelis felt it, as well as Greeks, Cypriots, Lebanese, and even people in Cairo, Egypt. The magnitude of the quake was 6.4. No injuries or property damage was reported here in Israel. The Energy Ministry has actually issued guidelines as what you're supposed to do in case of a serious earthquake. One, go outside. Two, stay away from dangerous structures. Three, leave the beach because it could cause a tsunami. Four, stop driving. Drivers should pull their vehicles over, turn off the engine, get out into the open, and stay clear of bridges or interchanges. Colin Powell died Monday, so that's yesterday, and his family reported on Facebook that the cause of death was COVID-19. The 84-year-old was the first Black U.S. National Security Advisor, the first Black Military Chief of Staff, and the first Black Secretary of State. Powell was fully vaccinated for COVID-19, but had also been undergoing treatment for blood cancer at the time. The Times of Israel has a robust obituary on him, and one of the first items I had to mention from it was that he was the first chief of staff to speak Yiddish as a second language. Yes, that is right, Yiddish. He picked it up from working at a Jewish-owned toy store in the Bronx, and he apparently loved to shock Jewish people by speaking to them in their own language. Yiddish is a mix of German and Hebrew that many Jewish people spoke back in Europe and still do speak today, depending on the community. A lover of Israel, the former U.S. secretary is credited with coming up with a roadmap for a two-state solution peace deal for Israelis and Palestinians. The idea is still the backbone for many U.S. foreign relation policies for the region until this day. That was already about 20 years ago. Powell grew up in the Bronx to Jamaican immigrant parents. He had reminisced about the day that David Ben-Gurion announced the creation of the Jewish state and the independence of Israel when he addressed the World Jewish Congress. Yes, he addressed the World Jewish Congress, huge honor. He said that the Jews rejoiced in the streets of the Bronx along with all the other residents who were not Jews, but were very happy for the Jewish community to finally have a homeland. Powell was a star in the Vietnam War and publicly spoke of his admiration for the Israel Defense Forces and supported the country's decisions to defend itself throughout the years, particularly during the first Gulf War when Iraq was bombarding Israel with Scud missiles. Rest in peace, Colin Powell, and as for the rest of you listening, I hope you take this story as the best case example of how being a good neighbor and friend is the best way to create cultural understanding and cooperation across different types of peoples. I'm very inspired by the relationship that Powell had with his Jewish neighbors and supervisors, and having grown up in a diverse community, I think that it is very, very important. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I also wanted to mention that today is the first day of, quote, the Day Against Sexual Violence here in Israel. It's the first time that the Knesset is having such a day, and today is the day. So congratulations to all of the women who fought to have this day, and it's going to be repeated every year on October 19th from here on out. Tel Aviv has a low of 20 degrees Celsius and a high of 26 degrees. That's 68 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 79 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. Thank you to Alex Schloss for today's stories and updates and Michelle Milner for her social media work. I'll send you off today with Tamid Kadima, or Always Forward. That is the English translation anyway. Enjoy this upbeat tune and have a great and productive day. לילות לבנים נמנינים בלי שינה זה בא בגלים תמיד זה בא ממשיך תמיד קדימה תמיד קדימה לא נח יאללה הכל הפוך על הפוך, I guess זה דרכו של עולם החיים מלאים, אתגרים, מכשולים התפקיד שלך זה רק להיות מוכן וכל החיים ראו בי פרסי, טוניסאי, שוורצך יהיה מובן ובקליפ האחרון שנצבענו לשחור אז ביום אחד כולם ראו לבן קם מוקדם על הבוקר ורץ מגיל שש שני רגע לשנץ מאושר בחלקי וגאה בדרכי גם כן עם כל גופי מנופץ לא שוכח את האושר ללבוש הכל בראש הכל זה הכל בראש ותמיד יש עוד צמרת לכבוש הכל בראש הכל זה הכל בראש עם הפנים נמנינים קדימה לילות לבנים נמנינים בלי שינה זה בא בגלים קדימה לא נח יאללה תמיד ממשיך קדימה, לא יצליחו לעצור אותי לא נולד אדם שיעבור אותי כשהמיקרופון אצלי ביד אז הוא עולה בלהבות כי אין מעצורים, אין עקבות ממשיך לנסות לחדש שקשה זה מאגר אותי גם אם הקשה זה לא שובר